family show today, we are talking about financial planning, but in a slightly different way. We're talking about planning as a family. We're talking about issues that may come up as a family, be they as young children, as older children, or maybe even going to university. And one company that looks at this in a different way is BDB Financial. So I would like to introduce to the studio Managing Director of BDB Financial, Andrew Brooke-Dobson. Hello, Andrew.
Morning, Beth.
So tell me, just in a few sentences then, what is your approach to financial planning as a family? Because it's very different to how people might imagine it.
I guess, first off, there's a couple of things that I think make us quite different to the typical financial advisory organisation. I think the first of those is that we don't think that the money is interesting and important. It's just an enabler for us all to do interesting and important things in our lives.
Oh, I like that.
So we always want to start a conversation off with new clients or with existing clients about what is or what's continuing to be interesting and important in your lives, so that we've got real clarity about what we've got to help them continue doing, stop doing, start doing.
We went out recently into Harrogate and we asked a variety of people what they thought about how comfortable they are talking about money, because that in itself is a hurdle. There's a lot of people that just would avoid the conversation. We don't talk about what's in our bank account. We don't talk about what we earn.
Yeah.
So we asked people what they thought about having that conversation and also whether they thought children in particular could do with a bit more education and knowledge on money and its relevance in day-to-day life. And this is what they said.
I think it's something you've always got to be thinking about. I think it's important to be open about money and honest about it.
We don't talk about money. I mean, we've got enough to get we by, so that's all we do. You know, we're quite happy.
I will only talk about money with my wife.
Why do you think that is?
Because she's my partner and I tell her everything confidential to her.
Do you think children should be taught more about managing money?
Yes, but the basics, as they grow up, they should be able to manage money themselves.
I think when I was at school, and I'm 36 now, I don't think that people were taught really much about money. You kind of have to work it out a bit more. I think as a parent, I'm more conscious of teaching my daughter the value of money, particularly about things like credit and things like that. I'd be quite conscious of teaching her about as she got older, because I think that's something that I wasn't necessarily taught about, you know, at school.
I think it is good that children do know about money, especially like when you go to university. It's a whole new world, and I think in days gone by, I don't think they realised what they were getting into, what was involved with everything.
Student debt.
Yes, student debt, yes, okay. Which is a big thing.
It is, yeah.
I've always been quite open. The kids are quite open with me as well. They let me know if there's problems or if things are going well, so we don't really have any issues. We knew they couldn't afford their wedding, so we helped out with those, but they need to know more about national insurance and pension contributions and all that gets deducted from your salary. They also need to know about the costs of running a home, which I don't think a lot of them do till they actually get one.
Not necessarily in school. I think parents need to do that. I think school needs to concentrate on the other academic subjects, and parents can do more teaching about money and the value of things.
Most children must have never been to an appointment at the bank, or must have not seen mum and dad or grandma and granddad using cash. That must have a real big impact. I can remember counting out pennies and things, and that isn't done so much now.
And also, if you think about it, or if I think back to when I was a youngster, I had a piggy bank.
Was it actually a pig?
I don't think it was, but that whole idea that you have some that you enjoy today and you have some that you set aside to enjoy in the future. We sort of live in a society that deferred gratification doesn't tend to happen as much as it perhaps needs to. Mm. There's very much an instant gratification type mindset. And I think the whole notion of making money even less tangible, less understandable, is a real problem. You know, people, whether it's spending money on an app or with a phone, you know, contactless on a phone, or even a card being contactless, it doesn't help young people really get a grasp of the scarcity element of money, that it feels as though it's like it's almost like a points balance in a computer game. And understanding that how they can manage that.
You have made something very interesting at BDB Financial. I've never had these two things linked before, but board games and financial planning.
Right.
Tell me why I'm talking about those two things together.
Okay. This is something that we developed quite a few years ago now, really, because two things we wanted to get across. One is we wanted to have conversations about what the money was going to enable people to do in their lives. And part of the challenge of that was that you quite often had one person in the room rather than a couple in the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you had the person who was dealt with the money within a couple, and the other party wasn't interested in money or left it all to the other person, so he or she wasn't in the room. But of course, once you broaden that conversation to not the money, but what you're doing in your lives, then it's imperative that both people are there, because, of course, it's unusual that both people in a partnership don't have an input into that, that decision-making. And the second thing we wanted to do, Beth, was to reframe the conversation so that it wasn't about money, it was about what's interesting and important in your lives. What we want to do at BDB is to help people lead truly successful lives, not just materially successful lives. And for us, true success is about getting that balance right between living now and living for the future. And we want a relationship with the people, not their money. A lot of financial advisors really want you to get out of the way and they just want a relationship with your money. And we wanted to change that whole structure and that whole basis of that relationship. And the board game, you know, the feedback we get from that is fantastic as a way of being able to start conversations between couples that they've never really had before.
Mm.
So it's very good for that.
Just so people can picture the board game, so you've kind of got it separated into sort of four quarters. Two of them are wants, two of them are needs, and then you've got for the future and right now. So you would be sort of planning things in what do you need to pay for right now?
Yeah.
Your bills, probably, your car insurance, your petrol. What do you need to pay for in the future?
Mm-hmm.
I guess things like care home fees.
Pay the
wills,
mortgage off.
Pay the mortgage off. Want now.
Yep.
Summer holiday.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe want in the future. Well, let's have a summer holiday, but let's also have like a flat somewhere sunny
or
an apartment.
Go on a cruise or
something
whatever.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that makes it really simple and understandable to people pretty much of all ages of where to put your money, when, and how to do it.
Yeah.
And do you have families that have actually played this game or done this game and sort of started conversations with it?
It tends to be couples rather than involving the children about what they want, because it's a bit like
what they put on there.
Kids in a sweet shop, right?
I would love to have a spaceship, please, and that's a need now.
And we'd like to go to the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe what we should do is get some pictures so that you can put them on the website.
Yes, we'll do that. Strayfm.com/family. You can go and see the BDB Financial Board Game. Has it got a name or is that what it's called?
Just the board game, yeah.
Okay. Just with regards to people getting in touch, Andrew, with you or another member of the team at BDB Financial, what's the best way?
Well, info@bdbfinancial.com. Our website's bdbfinancial.com. We're in Harrogate. Our phone number's 01423 855 680. And so, yeah, we're delighted to have conversations. I think the other thing that we're doing, because we think this is so important, is some initiatives with schools locally. So we see people coming out of school without sufficient financial education, and we want to help change that. And we're partnering with the schools locally, both junior and senior, to help address that, run some clinics in schools, some education stuff. And then the other thing that we're wanting to do, and we've got a lot of interest in this, is some workshops for parents and their young adults about student finance, particularly about what the student loan system means, how it works, what factors should be taken into consideration as well. So those are something that hopefully in the next 6 months we'll really have got off the ground.
Wonderful. Andrew Brooke-Dobson, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.